Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another Full Press Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, Jim Behringer. You can catch me on this podcast, along with the Full Press Hockey Podcast, Full Press Weekly, Full Press Daily, to get you ready for bowl season. Get those podcasts along with this wrestling podcast on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. Back again to close out 2022 on a high note, talking about the top five storylines that shaped the wrestling world, the top five stories that shaped the wrestling world in 2022. Close out the year right. Some big stories. You may not agree with the order. That's okay. I mean, we're closing out 2022 in style with Dragon Lee signing in WWE. He's going to go to NXT. Dragon Lee and Dralístico won the AAA World Tag Team belts from FTR the other night, but they stripped of the belts, and Dragon Lee's going to WWE. But, you know, it's been a wild year in pro wrestling. You want to talk about AEW, WWE, you know, those two guys going at it, but then there's Impact, NWA, Ring of Honor. The list goes down. JCW, GCW was wild with John Moxley fighting there. Cardona, the year of Cardona before he got hurt. I mean, Matt Cardona was ripping up titles left and right before he got hurt. He won the 10 pounds of gold in the NWA, and he's going to get a shot winning the title back against Tyrus. It's the big story there. But, you know, there's been so many little stories that went on most recently in WWE with Mandy Rose getting fired after dropping the NXT Women's Championship to Roxanne Perez. You know, obviously she had the adult content a little bit more than what WWE would have wanted on a fan site, and it crossed the line, provocative, some nudity potentially. So she was let go, but her site, she's doing fine there. But again, closing out 2022 because it was a wild 2022. We had last matches, quote unquote, last matches. Ric Flair says he wants to do another one, but his last match was nothing more than a disgrace, in my opinion. I didn't think he did a great job. I know he got hurt, but man, the dude was getting close to 80 and he's trying to wrestle and it's just a paycheck. And you know, he's just winded. He looked gassed. It just didn't look good. Unlike Ricky Steamboat's match with FTR, and you know, you had Jay Lethal, Brock Anderson, all those guys doing their thing down in South Carolina Wrestling, North Carolina Wrestling, Big Time Wrestling, getting it together. Steamboat again, just played the hits. He was smart about it, didn't take stupid bumps, got the victory. Looked like he could still go. I mean, heck, when he was wrestling Chris Jericho those years ago, he looked like he could still go too. So just some notable things there. Obviously, the big saga with the NWA and Nick Aldis. Nick Aldis, is he a free agent? Where is he going? Is it a work? Is it a shoot? What's going on? Obviously, he didn't like how things were handled with his wife, Mickey James Aldis. And, you know, he was stripped of the number one contenders tag. He should have been fighting for the title. Wasn't him and Billy Corgan have some issues? So there's definitely some tension there. So we'll see. The face of the NWA carried the 10 pounds of gold, not there right now. Obviously, you know, there's just so much to talk about the wrestling world. And you got to start it off. I mean, the number one story of the year was Vince McMahon retiring from WWE. I mean, this made shockwaves. I mean, go find the latest episode. There were articles written. We did everything on fullpresswrestling.com. Talk about Vinnie Mac retiring. It was an end of an era. Really, it was, because this guy, everybody thought this guy was going to die in the gorilla position. He was WWE from day one. How he got there, whether you liked it or didn't like it, this is how he got there, taking out the territories, buying his father's company. But in the end, you know, sexual assault allegations, using private funds for paying off women for all these allegations. The Wall Street Journal came out with some multiple reports about what happened, cooking the books, not reporting it in the financials, not using personal money. He used company money. So that really got him in hot water. Not to mention, you know, he thought he could stay on, do creative. But unfortunately, or maybe fortunately for the company, you know, Vince's vision of what booking was not ideal. I mean, we all knew Vince was going downhill, using the same guys, the old guys all the time. The booking just didn't make sense. Now Triple H, Paul Levesque is in charge, and it's gotten better. Raw's still way too long. Some decisions have still not been great, but now they have time because they're not running that many pay-per-views anymore. They got time to hone things out. He brought back War Games. It was a good, successful Survivor Series. NXT is starting to go back in the direction it used to be. Breakout stars like Bron Breakker, Carmelo Hayes. But back to Vince, I mean, you know, Vince took his character from the back and brought it to the forefront. Like, you should see some of the storylines during the Attitude Era with Stacy Keibler, Trish Stratus, Sable. I mean, it was just total disgusting moves by Vince. And now he's out as, you know, creative there, and Triple H has taken over. And it's just a shame, because if he accounted for everything and just told the truth from the beginning, and it goes back. I mean, if you watch the Dark Side of the Ring stuff there, they touched on, you know, what happened with the referee in the limo, losing her job. And now new reports are coming out about, and some of these women are refiling, suing against him personally and not the company. And he had to be accountable for everything, and he needed to be held accountable for what he did. And you know, if it was a different environment, Vince would have been gone right away on the first couple of things. And now in the movement that we're in, those things just can't happen. And Vince knew better. But again, the protection that he had, you know, Johnny Ace was gone. He went down the wrong path. Vince just, it had to end. And the fact that Vince is gone and retired, despite reports of him making a comeback, which nobody in WWE wants. Triple H is doing a great job there. Again, some decisions, you know, see how they utilize guys that are coming back. He brought all these stars back that were fired on the McMahon regime. They're going to have the same problem that AEW has. What guys they utilize, underutilize, how they utilize them. But that being said, Vince McMahon, number one story, retiring, gone. Don't know what Vinnie Mac is doing, if he still has an eye on the business. But it's crazy to think that Vince McMahon in 2022 was no longer the head of creative and a part of WWE. And it's just crazy to think, because you, those growing up watching the WWF, the WWF, the WWE, everybody knew who Vince McMahon was. The Vince McMahon character was a staple. You know, he was the owner. He was on commentary. He was blurring the lines a little bit. But then Survivor Series 97 comes, the Mr. McMahon heel character, the Austin McMahon feud. Just that he was beloved, you know, fans hated him, booed him, whatever. You know, there's talk about Hall of Fame. I think it's too soon. Will he ever get in? Again, it's fictional Hall of Fame, so it really doesn't matter. But right now, I think Vince being away from the company is a good thing. And obviously, it's the number one story in the world of pro wrestling. The number two story has to be CM Punk, the press conference, and the all-out brawl that ensued. I mean, we talked about it again, nightcap recap here. You know, we talked about it here. You know, he was a talk of the wrestling world. He comes back in 2001. You know, Rampage in Chicago to sell out. 7-year hiatus. Has some good matches. Put some matches together. Had the MJF feud, which was great. It was going to culminate with MJF beating him for the title at Full Gear this year. He wins the title from Hangman Page. Gets hurt. Summer of Punk is gone. It's the Summer of Moxley. Okay. Comes back, loses, then beats Moxley for the title at All Out. Has this wild press conference, just shoots down the Elite, Kenny Omega, Young Bucks, Hangman Page. And don't forget, Hangman Page started a bunch of this shooting stuff prior to Double Nothing. You know, and then Punk came back, knowing Page wasn't there, hit some shots, and then they thought it was over with. He said some truth about these EVPs, because obviously that's one of the big reasons Cody left. There's some discussion there, what went on, how it went on. And then he said, you know, if they have problems with me, they know where they can find me. According to Dax, he didn't really want the title. You know, you listen to Dax Harwood's podcast, FTR, talks about Punk being a good guy, being there for. So we really don't know what the true story is unless you talk to these sides. Obviously, the brawl that happened during the press conference, during All Out, negative for AEW. Both parties that night, the inaugural Trios champs were crowned. It was the Elite. They were stripped of the title. Punk stripped of the AEW World title, but he got hurt against John Moxley. So Moxley gets the title back to set up the MJF feud. A lot of things just didn't make sense, made sense, because MJF returned at All Out in Chicago to challenge Punk for the belt. That went by the wayside. Then he upstages MJF's return because MJF was holding out. And that's a big story, too, in the world of pro wrestling. You know, everybody forgets the shoot that happened when MJF and Tony Khan, he's like, pay me or fire me. He He held out. He got his money. He comes back. The, you know, the whole thing with the, you know, the ladder match. And, but, you know, it's crazy to think that, that he comes back to hold out the whole nine yards. But the feud, there's, you know, there was a fight, everything happened. And then, you know, it's a black guy on the company. It's a black guy for professional wrestling. So they're still working on a buyout. We don't know if Punk's ever going to come back, but, you know, we'll see what happens with inside the company. So it's going to be interesting to see. It's going to be interesting to see what happens there with that situation. But third story, Cody Rhodes returns to WWE. Obviously, it was a big thing. Cody jumping ship from AEW to WWE. Cody returned to WWE at WrestleMania 38 to be the surprise opponent for Seth Rollins. Cody was getting booed in AEW. He also took himself out of the world title, so he's winning the TNT title all the time. He started AEW with the Young Bucks, Kenny Omega, Hangman Page. It wasn't just Cody's idea. Those guys had an idea together. And it was weird to see him leave after tension, confusion, whatever was going on, backstage drama. But then the rumors came out once he left and dropped the title to Sammy Guevara that there were reports he could show up at WrestleMania, sign with WWE. And when he did, and he was Seth Rollins, it was great. He had this trilogy of matches at the Hell in a Cell with the torn pec. He was perfect. He was being treated like a superstar because, let's be honest, the fans in AEW, I think they were just doing it to just boo Cody. I mean, definitely there was some heat there. Maybe Brandy too. I don't know what was going on. But he wasn't felt like the superstar that he was in WWE is. So he's going to be coming back soon. Could he win the Rumble, win the title? We'll figure it out at this year's WrestleMania. But good to see Cody back where he belongs at a high pedestal. Fans didn't forget who he was. So it's going to be interesting to see where Cody goes. Next up, Sasha and Naomi walk out. They were the tag team champs, the women's tag team title champions. They just won them. There were some creative differences how the titles were going to be defended. The lack of not being on TV, but they went to Vince, told them that they didn't want to do certain things. They left, they walked out with the titles, or they left the titles there. Obviously, WWE decided that, hey, it was not, you know, they put the blame on Sasha and Naomi and the fans, not realizing what was really going on back there. Some wrestlers talked about how, you know, they defended them, but the way they handled it, have rewrites and everything. So it's interesting to see that neither one of them has come back, even though there was reports that they could both come back. You thought maybe when Io Sky and Dakota won the titles, they would come back, you know, since Naomi's husband is there as well. It's going to be interesting to see what they could have done. But again, now that the calendar's ending and we're heading to 2023, New Japan Pro Wrestling's just right around the corner with Wrestle Kingdom. Sasha's going to be there. She's going to appear. Could she have a fight with Kyrie? Could she go to AEW? Where is she going to go? She's a free agent. It doesn't look like she's ever coming back because there's just too much tension there. And we'll see where Mercedes goes. But again, a big storyline there as well. And then obviously Stone Cold Steve Austin returns to the ring. We all know his final match was at WrestleMania 19 against The Rock. We just didn't know it was his last match. Was it great? Was it instant classic? No. Austin had some problems. It's been well documented. It was at the hospital, anxious, heart problems. They still put on a fine match. He was going to appear at WrestleMania, Kevin Owens show. Then they turned it into an impromptu hardcore match. Austin held himself well. He's getting in better shape. Looks like he might be at another match this year. But the fact that Stone Cold Steve Austin went out and had another match and looked like he could go, not prime Austin, but maybe late Austin before the injuries, is that's crazy to think that Stone Cold Steve Austin was back in the ring again. And maybe we'll get it. Getting him in the ring again this year. Just imagine if Brett wasn't hurt, we could have some more matches with him. You know, again, we always talk about if Brett was champion, if he stayed, he could have fought Steve Austin at WrestleMania 14, get the win back for Austin. Those two guys, that feud was great. Then he shows up the next night on the for the Pat McAfee match that throws out stunners. So not only is Austin showing up now just doing stunners, but he can wrestle. So just some interesting storylines to see. As we head into 2023 in the world of professional wrestling, these are my top five storylines and stories of this year. If there's any that I missed, please let us know. Comment on the article, Facebook, Twitter. You know where to find Full Press Wrestling. It's been Jim Berenger, Full Press Wrestling Podcast. Talk to you again in 2023. Have a good one.